Mishki Broadcast, AM 1500 KSTP, Shadow Man at the board, and story out of Madison, Wisconsin. A Verona man convicted of calling in a bomb threat to the Madison Area Technical College has been sentenced to 20 days in jail. 22-year-old Scott Eath apologized to students, teachers, family, and friends at a Dane County Circuit Court hearing yesterday. Eath pleaded no contest to one felony charge of issuing a bomb scare. What is that? I've been reading about that for years now. Critical mass has been hit here, and I now need to know what on earth that plea means. No contest. I mean, I think man could have gotten by from the dawn of time till the end of the world with guilty or not guilty. Or the insanity deal. I'm fine with that one, too. Throw that in there occasionally, but no contest. This ain't a game. Circuit Judge Angela Bartell ordered him to serve 3 years of probation. That's on the condition that he spends 20 days in the county jail and performs 400 hours of community service, service that cannot involve a telephone. Don't get that guy a phone. Restitution is expected to be considered at a later hearing. A Madison Area Technical College has refunded hundreds of thousands of dollars to students whose schooling was interrupted by at least 18, count them, 18 bomb threats last September through November. Well, bomb threats are a dime a dozen deal. Come on. Bomb threats, why do we even take them seriously anymore? How many have ever resulted in an actual explosion, huh? I can't accept the fact that we bothered to even take these things seriously. I don't understand why we empower, if I can use that word, people by taking their bomb threats seriously. We quit taking them seriously, they won't have any power anymore. I realize every now and then there's actually going to be a bomb, but well, then you go get the guy. I mean, every now and then someone can, take a shot at you too, but I just think this threat business, whether it's a note to a teller or a bomb threat, we got to just say, put your money where your mouth is, cowboy, or shut up. This is nonsense. People make bomb threats in this society the way they order pizza. It's just a part of their day. It's a quick phone call in their busy schedule. That's all. It's a quick phone call in their schedule. It's not that they clean the garbage, they take the laundry down the basement, they use the bathroom, make a quick bomb threat, they head to a neighborhood council meeting or something. It's part of life. It's just an accepted part of modern society. There's no self-examination with it. People don't think about it. They just do it. It's mindless. It's just something done because they can do it. It's no big deal. We get them here at the station all the time. Do I take them seriously? Hell no.
Yeah, Tommy, Stephen Fridley. Hi. I put a bomb out there today, right next to you there in the studio.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
Tom, hi. Al out in Woodbury. Good show. Say, I'm a first-time caller, and there's a bomb in your building that should go off sometime tonight.
All right, thanks for calling, Al.
T.D., Bob the barman in Egan checking in. There's bombs all over the place out there. I actually went out and mined the whole area during my lunch break today.
Okie dokie, Bob. Appreciate you calling in. You take the calls, you be polite. If you can't remember to be polite, put a little polite card in your wallet, a little wallet-sized card. You be polite to people, and then you go on with your day, and you don't worry about it. You do a radio show. The last thing you do is spend any time, fretting over it. KSTP.
TD.
Yeah?
Get back on the air.
All right. Sorry, ma'am. Okay. I just was curious to see how long it would take for someone to call in. You know, I think at any other radio station in America, a call would have come in sooner than that. That's strange.